I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Relations between Washington and Mexico City aren't exactly warm these days, so it's a bit of a surprise to learn that there's one area where U.S. and Mexican officials are actually working more closely together. That area is counter-narcotics, and it comes after a year of record violence in Mexico. That's what's led to this latest joint U.S.-Mexican effort to dismantle the powerful financial infrastructure of drug kingpins from both sides of the border. Emily Green reports from Mexico City.
The announcement was made in Chicago, where officials from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency say the city has experienced a record number of drug overdoses and violence from heroin and illicit fentanyl manufactured in Mexico. Brian McKnight is a DEA agent in Chicago.
And to be crystal clear, the drugs are being manufactured in Mexico, and the Mexican cartels control the routes into the United States for distribution. And it's not just Chicago. The same Mexican drug networks also pipe methamphetamine to Milwaukee, Indianapolis, Detroit, and also St. Louis.
But for Mexico, where the drug cartels are based, violence is endemic. More than 31,000 people were murdered last year, the highest number on record. Mexican prosecutor Felipe Munoz Vasquez, who was also in Chicago, says now it's time for the U.S. and Mexico to work even more closely to eradicate these criminal operations.
Hoy México y Estados Unidos demuestran que cada una de sus naciones.
Munoz says Mexico and the United States are demonstrating to each of their countries the desire to work together. The message that they are sending to the drug dealers is that there are no frontiers to this war. Under the new initiative, the DEA will open an office in Chicago that will focus on international investigations of the drug bosses. The DEA will also create a new task force in collaboration with the FBI, Chicago Police Department, and the Department of Homeland Security that will target local U.S. gangs. And DEA agent McKnight says a big change is that now the two countries will attack the huge financial operations of these powerful drug cartels.
Be aggressively attacking the cartel's financial infrastructure by denying revenue going back down across the border. Hundreds of millions of dollars that goes across the border in drug money everywhere that elevates the cartel's power in Mexico.
This kind of talk may seem obvious. Get the drug traffickers' money. According to the Department of Homeland Security, Mexican cartels earn between $19 and $29 billion from drug sales in the United States. But going after the finances of these groups has not been a priority until now, says David Shirk, a Mexican security analyst and professor at the University of San Diego.
There has been much more of an emphasis on chasing after bad guys and a lot less emphasis on chasing after the money that they're generating through illicit activities.
A report last year from the International Monetary Fund criticized Mexico for failing to investigate and prosecute the cartel's vast money laundering enterprise. According to the report, the drug leaders use the money to accumulate property, weapons, jewelry, and other goods. They also store the cash in safe houses and invest in restaurants, hotels, nightclubs. Shirk says going after these assets is essential to dismantling the cartels.
But it's also a lot easier said than done that we're going to go after the money. These financial schemes are often highly sophisticated, difficult to detect until well after the fact.
Consider this. The Sinaloa cartel is estimated to have made more than $1 billion under the leadership of Joaquin Guzman, known as El Chapo. But a year and a half after Guzman was jailed and extradited to the U.S., neither country has been able to locate the money. This new joint effort between the U.S. and Mexico also doubles down on the controversial kingpin strategy, the idea that you break up cartels by targeting their leaders. Mexico says as part of this deal, it will offer a $1.6 million reward for information leading to the capture of the leader of the powerful Jalisco New Generation cartel. The U.S. has offered $5 million. Jaime Lopez is a security consultant in Mexico. He says for years, Mexico has been focusing on bringing down the top drug cartel bosses at the urging of the U.S., which in the last decade has poured nearly $3 billion into that strategy.
Well, it's a tried and true approach. It lies at the heart of the American criminal justice system as well. There is this notion that big criminals cannot be allowed to roam free on the streets.
But there are critics of the kingpin strategy who say it not only keeps the drug trade alive, it fuels more violence. Deborah Bonello is a senior investigator with the think tank Insight Crime.
The problem with the kingpin strategy and taking out the leaders of the cartels is that they sort of beheaded them, but they didn't dismantle them. And just beheading those organizations creates those power vacuums.
Those power vacuums, she says, lead to turf battles that have turned resort towns like Los Cabos into the scenes of shootouts. This year's political campaigns were also bloody, with more than 130 candidates killed in the run-up to July's elections. And then there are the other big challenges to fighting the cartels, stopping the flow of guns illegally trafficked from the U.S., and tackling drug use in America. Ultimately, whether or not this new U.S.-Mexico partnership to fight drug trafficking will move forward will depend in large part on Mexico's newly elected president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. He takes office in December. His spokesperson would not comment on the new drug-fighting partnership. But López Obrador's campaign message was a softer one. Instead of attacking the cartels head-on, he said he wants to address the root causes of violence, Bonello says.
Which is poverty, education, unemployment, you know, all the factors that do drive a lot of young men and increasingly women to get involved in drug trafficking.
Mexico's president-elect López Obrador has floated more ideas that could fly in the face of this new U.S.-Mexico initiative. He has said he wants progressive drug policies, like amnesty for nonviolent criminals, proposals that could challenge this latest effort by the U.S. and Mexico to fight cartels. For The World, I'm Emily Green in Mexico City.